ज्ञान से मनन दस्या गिनं गिना शलकाया चक्षुनि मिलितं जैनतस मायसी गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविस्तम स्थापितं जैन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददंति स्वापदंतिकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंदं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
January 12th.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord and Srila Prabhupada for giving me this wonderful opportunity to associate with His Holiness Radhanath Swami and all His transcendental associates. It's a dream come true. After hearing Maharaj speak and observing all of you, how intent you are on listening and applying all these wonderful instructions that we've received this morning, I feel something like an ugly duckling in an assembly of great swans. And Maharaj, whenever he speaks, it's like every lecture is like a Magna Carta, Magna Carta? It's a famous document. It was written hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but much of
mission statement.
Modern politics is based upon or drawn from that, parts from that Magna Carta. So it's very famous. It's just one little document, but every time Maharaj speaks, it's like you could take it and make it you could say that was the best class he ever gave. Even though he speaks three or four times a day. So you'll have to bear with me on this trip because Maharaj, it's like there's a big earthquake, and after the earthquake you get small tremors. And the small tremor cannot at all compare to the major earthquake, so please bear with me for the next few days while we're traveling together. I wanted to share something with all of you as an introduction to my very, very short talk this morning. Unfortunately, the story is about myself, but I'll dovetail it into the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur and the holy names of the Lord. As I was preparing to leave Dubai and come here, I received a phone call from Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj, who's GBC in this area, and he requested that I write an article for Back to Godhead magazine on this yatra, ISKCON in Bangladesh. A few things have come out in recent years, but he wanted to cover the whole area, so I said, all right, Maharaj, if you'd like, I can. I'll try my best. I'll do something. So he said, do you have a camera? I said, no, I don't have a camera. So he said, you better get a camera. Said, all right. So it was only a short time before the flight left, so I had to run. I was staying in an apartment building with some devotees, and a little shopping market nearby. So I ran downstairs, and I went to the shopping market. I don't know anything about cameras or this or that. I just said, I need a decent camera to take some photos. So he recommended one. I bought it. And I was walking back to the apartment, and this woman approached me, a beautiful young girl. And when I first saw her coming, she was coming very quickly, so I thought that she was in distress. So she said, are you American? I said, yes, I am. What is the problem? So immediately she made some motion, and two other girls came. Before I knew it, I was up against a wall, and they were actually prostitutes. And I won't repeat everything they said, but they said something like, nice American man, do you need a lady? And I was just getting out of the situation, and one girl put her arm around me, and the other girl came to kiss me. And I realized, because I was At first, I was thinking that these young ladies need some help because maybe someone's attacked them or there's some danger. So I let my guard down. I thought maybe they're in danger. I can do some help. And it all happened very quickly. And suddenly, I realized that these were very beautiful young Chinese prostitutes. Rakshasas.
This was in Dubai.
It was in Dubai. I was shocked. This particular street that the apartment I was staying in is where the... I didn't recognize they were prostitutes because they didn't look like prostitutes. They were very clean and, you know, attractive looking. So as I gathered my senses and realized what had happened, I'd already been touched. And one of the girls had almost kissed me. And they were, you know... American man, a nice room upstairs. I said, Hare Krishna! And I broke out and I literally ran back to the apartment. I got back to the apartment and the devotees were like, Maharaj, what happened? And I'd actually felt contaminated because I'd been touched. And they came so close and it was like a nightmare. I said, oh, I didn't know there were prostitutes in this city. This is an Islamic country. What's going on here?
I said, no. You should have told them you would fulfill their desires after you finish their...
Well, actually, because I was a little ruffled by the incident, one devotee said, why don't you just chant Hare Krishna and remember Hare Das Thakur? I said, what? He said, you know, Hare Das Thakur, he was approached by a prostitute. And not only was he protected, but she was purified. And that devotee said, by the chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I said, yeah, you're right. So I took my beads and I chanted, and I was okay. But then on the flight from Dubai to Dhaka, I fell asleep. And the whole incident made such an impression on me. I dreamt I saw the faces, or the face of one of those prostitutes who was trying to kiss me. So I was asleep and I woke up. I went, hey! And I hit the guy on my right. I was actually in an aisle seat, but the guy right here and the guy over there. Boom. And they said, sir, is everything okay? And I went, Hare Krishna. Because I was dressed in karmi clothes. Yeah. And then I said, is this going to follow me? This horrible experience? I didn't ask for this. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't go looking for bad association. I was doing devotional service. Why has this happened? And I remember that devotee said, just, you know, take shelter of the holy name in Hare Das. So I was praying to Hare Das Thakur. I said, please help me. This is, you had the same problem, you know. Can you please... give me some mercy so I can, you know, become free from this contamination. And I was praying, please, Hare Das Thakur. So yesterday when we were deciding where we were going to go, I was thinking when I was first coming here, well, actually, I wanted to go to Kheturi. That was my original intention. You know, I wanted to go to Kheturi and I wanted to spend time with Maharaj there. I thought maybe we could spend 8 days there. And then I heard the plan had changed. We were going to Jaisor. That's fine enough. But that really wasn't what I wanted. That's not what I needed. I wanted to go to Kheturi, Narottam Das Thakur. I wasn't actually realizing all these holy places were here. And then we're sitting with Maharaj and he said, why don't we go to, what is this called?
Benapol.
And I said, where's Benapol? He said, that's where the prostitute approached Hare Das Thakur, their pastime, and he purified. I thought, wow, that's amazing. Krishna's answering my prayer. I wanted some mercy of Hare Das Thakur. Isn't it funny how it works sometimes? So I thought, thank you, Lord. You answered my prayer. And then, last night, Maharaj said, why don't we come down and take darshan? So we came and we paid our obeisances here, and I paid my obeisances, and I prayed for the benediction that I would never fall prey to the influence of any temptation within this world, and that while I'm here, I can get just one drop of attachment for the holy name. And then last night, I had these wonderful dreams, and I told Maharaj when I woke up, remember? I was dreaming about the day today, all the things that we were doing. And when I was going to sleep also, I was thinking, you know, Radhanath Swami is treating me like an equal, this is not correct, we have to rectify this situation. So in my dream, I was washing Maharaj's clothes. I thought, that's ecstatic. And in my dream, the whole day we were chanting, we were having kirtan here, just chanting and dancing and driving different places, and it was a wonderful dream. I don't remember all the details, but I remember washing Maharaj's clothes, and I remember just we had lots of kirtan during the day. And I rarely have dreams like that, you know, when material world is such a place, but last night was so wonderful. And I woke up this morning and I was thinking, isn't that amazing that by the mercy of, you know, we make these type of prayers, and it appears that the acharyas, they respond. So when I woke up, I felt completely purified. My mind was completely contaminated. So Hare Krishna. Then I told Maharaj this morning while we were chanting japa, I leaned over and I said, I don't think it's by chance that we're here today. I mean, very wonderful it's happened. The Lord makes these arrangements. Even to come here to Bangladesh, it didn't seem like it was going to be possible, because every time I went in for a visa in these different countries I was in, they all told me the same thing, that you have to go back to your own country and you apply for a Bangladesh visa in your own country. And I didn't seem possible. But as I told Maharaj when I went in to get my visa in the Bangladesh embassy in Qatar, they at first refused me. But then as I started speaking with the man, suddenly he had a change of heart. And he said, I'm going to make, this is the only time in my life, he said, I've made an exception in my diplomatic career. He said, I'm going to issue you a visa. And this is the consulate. And he said, beside that, you must come home for dinner tonight to my house. And every time you come to Qatar, you must stay with my family. I was dressed in karmic clothes. I told him I was a Christian. It does not matter, Christian, Hindu, whatever. You come and you stay with me. So, I don't know, we must have all done something to have the great mercy to travel with Maharaj and come to these wonderful places, this holy land of Bangladesh. And I was thinking this morning while Maharaj was speaking, how is it that such a great devotee as Srila Haridas Thakur had to undergo so many trials and tribulations? We would think that such a devotee would be completely protected by the Lord and would not have to experience any inconvenience in this world. So how is it that such a devotee of his caliber, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, one of the most important, one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had to experience this pastime that we heard here today, as well as other pastimes. As we know, he was whipped in 22 marketplaces. He was thrown into jail. So it seems much of his life he had to experience so many trials and tribulations. So where is Krishna's promise that he'll always protect his devotee? Many times in Gita, Krishna describes how his pure devotee is working under his protection. Where's the protection in the case of such a devotee? Haridas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada has revealed that the Lord often uses his own devotees in his pastimes for the purpose of showing us as neophytes how we should react in such situations. Certainly they are protected, but because we're not fully surrendered souls, as Krishna says, all of them as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Full protection is awarded to souls who are fully surrendered. So such pastimes are meant to give us faith But if we take shelter in the process of Krishna consciousness, especially in chanting
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
that we can be delivered. Because in this particular instance, we can understand that Maya will test the devotee from time to time. Prabhupada said, when we take to Krishna consciousness, we effectively are declaring war on the material energy. So Maya may or may not, but there may be times in our devotional lives where Maya Devi may actually test. Because what are we calling out for when we're chanting Hare Krishna? My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani, please give me devotional service at your lotus feet. As Gauranga Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshastakam prayers. Asana Maharaj Nanda, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. You please pick me up from this ocean of death and fix me as an atom at your lotus feet. We're making that request. But are we sincere in our appeal? Have we actually purified our hearts to the degree that we are qualified, that we have the privilege to go back home and serve the Lord of our hearts in the spiritual world? Maya Devi doesn't want us to be a distraction. It's like we know, we were hearing about Srivasangam, how the Lord would do regular kirtan in Srivasangam. But there's an instance where, I believe it was the
mother-in-law
of Srivas Thakur, he was hiding. And he was not qualified. He was not pure devotee, 24 karat gold. He was a devotee because he was there in the Leela, but a little something was there that during the kirtan, Mahaprabhu felt disturbed. Someone was present who was not Savaipumsham Paradharmo Yata Bhaktira Dogsati Ahaituki Apatiyata Yayat Mashupasidati, whose devotion was not of the caliber of Ahaituki Apatiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Or as Rupa Goswami says, Annibhyasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Narvitam Anukalena Krishanu Shrinam Bhakti Uttama, his definition of pure devotional service. So that slight little impurity was enough to cause some distress to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He stopped the kirtan. What is going on? There's someone here who is not qualified. So the devotee is looking around and they found that Prabhu in a basket. And he was asked to leave. So any lack of full surrender, any maintaining even the slightest material desire, although we may think that I have been in devotional service for so many years or perhaps so many lifetimes, nevertheless, even if we maintain even the smallest material desire, independence to enjoy separately from Krishna, this will cause some disturbance to the Lord. So Maya won't let you go from her grasp until she sees that you're 100% fully surrendered. So she has to test sometimes. We may be calling very sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
But still hiding something in our heart, some secret desire to enjoy Dhanam Janam Sundarim. Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim, Kavicham Va Jagashikamaye, Mama Janmini Janmini Shri Bhavatad Bhakti Ahaitikit. When we chant, this is the mood that we have to have. While I'm chanting, my mood is, my Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, neither do I want to enjoy beautiful women, neither do I want pratishtha, name or fame. I don't even want liberation. Mama Janmini Janmini Ishwari. I'm ready to take birth again and again. If only you can give me devotional service at your mother's feet. So we're chanting, but difficult to see what's actually in the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one's bhajan will actually be determined at the moment of death. it's possible to make a little bit of a show. To be looking like we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Something else is going on in the mind or in the heart. So, sometimes Maya will test to see us. This person's chanting is very good. Is he ready to go home? Let us see. Some little test. So, when these tests comes, because just like in a big business, it's understood that if they're hiring some people to join the business, there's an interview and they see where if this person's actually qualified or not. Some interview is given. So Maya sometimes may test her devotees. So this pastime is very relevant, Maharaj was saying in the beginning. So critical, especially to those in the renounced orders of life. Very critical that when that time comes, will we fall to the allurement of Maya, or will we be determined? The word was used, vidavataha. When Maya comes, will we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What will our situation be? That will be the real test. It's one thing to be chanting now, but that when the allurement comes, will we be able to say no? Just like in America some years ago, there was a political campaign to stop drug abuse. So they had a very nice motto, very catchy motto. It's always good to have a catch, like Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna, your life will be sublime. Very nice motto. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy, they've written up there. So little mottos, they're good, they help catch the theme. So the theme of the American government's desire to stop the young people from taking drugs, it was just say no. That was the theme. It was written everywhere. Just say no. That when the drug peddler comes to your high school or meets you on the street and offers you this substance, just say no. Thank you. So similarly, we have to be of the caliber. We have to follow in the footsteps. We can never imitate. We have to follow in the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur. That when Maya Devi comes in all of her variegated ways and forms, Dhanam, Janam, Sundari specifically, we have to be able to say no. But as Maharaj was pointing out, you can only have the strength to say no if you've got the Padandrishta Nivartante, if you have the higher taste. As Chanakapanda says, you can only give up something if you're getting something better. So, therefore, we have to take full shelter. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If we meditate, if we contemplate the opportunity for sense gratification, even for a moment, this is indicative of our weakness. If material desires come, and they may resurface, or we may be out of the material world like Ajamil and see something corrupt happening. It's very hard in Kali Yuga to avoid these things. Very, very hard. Ajamil just by chance saw one couple sudras embracing and he fell down for all practical purposes. Here it's everywhere. Here it's everywhere. So these things will come. When these ideas come to the mind, if we contemplate even for a moment, this is not good. We should be able to immediately take shelter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
When Maya sees that the devotee, when she's tempted, when that devotee's tempted, if they chant Hare Krishna, then rather working against the person by entangling him in this material world, the Maya Devi herself will facilitate that devotee's liberation. Actually, should facilitate. So we have to be prepared to call upon the Lord at the moment of temptation. It should come naturally to a devotee. In the Iliad and the Odyssey, there's a story of Hercules. He was They wanted to make him fall down as well. It's kind of a long story, but he was riding on a boat. He had to pass through a bay. On either side of the bay were beautiful women with the most melodious voices. They would attract men. They would make men fall down just by their singing. Akshin Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that a one in the renowned sort of life, a brahmachari or a sannyasi, should, what to speak of seeing a woman, neither should they even hear the voice of a woman. Women have certain tricks.
Yeah.
Like Prabhupada said one time in Detroit, he said that the ultimate weapon of a woman is her tears. Mm-hmm. I want to do this. No, you cannot. But I want to go. No, you cannot go. Let's go to the right. No. All right, let's go. Tears. We should not dwell on these things, but we should be, a word to the wise is sufficient. We have to know the tricks of Maya. Just like if your enemy, it helps in the battle to know the plan of your enemy, the tricks of your enemy. So these things are required. So also the sweet voice of a lady. Dangerous. On the opposite way, the voice of a pure devotee is very powerful for purifying our hearts. But the chanting of Hare Krishna is always, it's always beneficial. If you hear, even if some drunkard says Hare Krishna, still you hear that name, still there's some benefit because it's God's name. The Prabhupada said the chanting of the holy names is particularly potent when it's heard from the lips of a pure devotee. This is why when we travel everywhere we encourage, expressing the temples, that they play Prabhupada bhajans. So many sweet bhajans of Srila Prabhupada. It's very important. So vice versa, I say in Latin, vice versa. This principle of sex desires, Maharaj was so nicely explaining. This is the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. Based on this misconception, which Hridaya Granthi ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attracted to his body, to the wife, to the children, to the home, to the household paraphernalia. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. We have to be careful. Even in Grihastha Ashram, there's always a certain formality there. So Hercules was going through this bay, and these women wanted to attract him. So they began singing these beautiful songs. And Hercules started going mad, hearing the beauty of the sound. But he didn't want to fall prey to their allurement. So he had his men tie him to the mast of the boat. They tied him with big ropes like this, so he couldn't break free. He was going, and at one point he just, let me go! Let the ropes off! But he'd given his men very explicit instructions, don't untie the ropes. But if those ropes hadn't have been there, he would have fallen prey. So it shouldn't be like that for us. It shouldn't be a struggle. That when some beautiful woman walks by or we hear a girl sing, that the brahmachari has to tie us to the pillar. We have a... Haridas Thakur has told us that even a beautiful prostitute, even if Maya Devi herself personally comes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is sufficient. How is it sufficient? Because Krishna is all attractive. Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In all these names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. And there's no hard and fast rule for chanting holy names. So Krishna, Prabhupada said, is present. If you're chanting Hare Krishna, the Lord is dancing on the tip of your tongue. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, contain. So if we study the science of the holy name, if we discuss it amongst ourselves, if we chant it, as Maharaj is saying, very attentively, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And during kirtan, if we call out for mercy very loudly, Haridas Thakur, we hear he would chant 300,000 names a day. 100,000 were in his mind, manasa. 100,000 were softly. And we hear that 100,000 were at the top of his lungs here at this holy place. He was chanting for a long time here. Actually, he was here for many years. So this whole atmosphere here is very purified. He would chant at the top of his lungs the holy names of the Lord. So we also have to call out. And if Maya Devi sees that we're sincere, then she won't bother. She'll release her. Her job is to keep the living entities here. In his Premavivarta, Jagannanda Pandit, he describes that as soon as the living entity, Bahirmukha, turns his face from God, Bahirmukha means we turn it, like if you're talking to someone, and you turn your face away. It's very impolite. Well, I did it. My father used to say, I'm speaking to you, look at me. It's very impolite. So Bahirmukha, he uses this word, very nice, very appropriate. Bahirmukha, when we turn our face from God, then immediately we come under the jurisdiction of the material energy. Immediately. Just like lightning and thunder happen simultaneously. So in the same way, as turn as we, and we're captured by Maya. And she brings us here. This is her lair. This is her abode. The Sai Prabhupada said when he was a young boy, he was naughty sometimes. But he said, naughtiness in a young boy is a sign that that boy will be intelligent when he grows up. Prabhupada didn't want to go to school. So when he got that naughty, his mother would call one man named Damodar. And you can guess. Damodar had a big rope. And he would tie a little abaya up and drag him to school. Okay. Prabhupada used that analogy. Then we don't want to be good, then the Lord places us under the jurisdiction of Maya Devi herself. And she brings us here to her kingdom. But in reality, what is her position? Her position is to rectify us. Not to punish, but to rectify. She has a myriad of names. One of them is Rudrani. Rudrani means she who makes you cry forever. But she's more famous as Durga. And this is her, Durga Prabhupada means the warden of the prison house of material existence. No one is free here. The very high walls, four walls, birth, disease, old age, death, maximum security prison. No one can get out. But prisons are actually, technically they're called correctional institutions, reformatories. The government is not sadistic in its placing a person into the prison. They just want to punish that person till the end of the, some cases, yes, but mass murderers, rapists, whatever. But the general idea of a prison is that it's a reformatory institution, that one goes there in order to become corrected so that when the term is up, one re-enters into society as a good citizen. In the prison house of material existence, that's Maya Devi's. So she has this thankless task, Prabhupada called it the thankless task, of keeping us here until she sees that we're reformed. But as soon as we're reformed, she'll immediately facilitate our going back home, back to God. That's described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And Gopakumar was on his way back to Goloka Vrindavan. He actually met Maya Devi at one point. And it's described there by Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī that at that point when she sees the sincerity of the living entity, then she facilitates his going back to the spiritual world. So this is a very important pastime because we see that Haridasa Thakura was completely protected from the most beautiful prostitute, and the second time the challenge came at Mayapur, near Shantipur, Maya Devi herself came again, or she came. But he was completely protected because he had taken full shelter of the holy name. So when we come here to such a holy place as this, we should be inspired, knowing our own weaknesses, being honest that we have weaknesses in our heart. We should come here and pray to take shelter of the holy name in the same mood, in the same same caliber as Srila Haridas Thakur. And then we can be protected, even in the face of the greatest danger. There's many dangers in this world. Actually, the greatest danger is to forget Krishna. That's the most dangerous thing, to forget the Lord. So if we're always remembering the Lord, then Maya Devi, she won't be able to affect us. And what's more, being a devotee herself, because who is Maya after all? Maya Devi is an expansion of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is Purnamasi. So, in one hand, Maya is as powerful as Yoga Maya because she's an expansion. One time Prabhupada said to a disciple, your problem is you're not afraid of Maya. The devotee was becoming a little loose in his, a little overconfident, let us say, making some progress. So he was becoming a little bit not so careful. So Prabhupada said, your problem is you're not afraid of Maya. So in one sense, Maya is as powerful as Yoga Maya, because she's an expansion. In the Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, it's described that Maya herself met Gauranga Mahaprabhu and she complained. Everyone's going, by your mercy, everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, going back to the spiritual world, but I just stay here. What about me going back? Why do I have to stay here? You're liberating all these other people, but I have to stay here in the material world. And Mahaprabhu revealed to her, no, it's all right. You're already there. You're there and you're here. You're serving me in both instances because you're an expansion of Yoga. So being an expansion, we should understand Maya is so powerful. Even great demigods become bewildered by her tricks. The first verse of the Bhagavatam describes that the illusion is so great that just as one sometimes sees water on land or land on water. Sometimes you're in the desert and you see water, but it's an illusion. It's a mirage. Sometimes you're on the ocean. It looks like there's a landmass on the horizon, but it's an illusion. So in the same, as those illusions seem so real, in the same way that even the demigods, as intelligent as they are, they sometimes fall into illusion. Brahma once ran after his own daughter for sex. Indra is the king of heaven. He made the mistake of thinking that Krishna is an ordinary cowherd boy and that the whole Govardhan Leela took place. So if great demigods who are very, very intelligent because they have to control vast amounts of the material creation by the arrangement of the Lord, if they can fall prey to the illusion, then what is our hope? What hope is there for us? We're just tiny jivatmas. How will we be protected from Maya's tricks? It's all a question of taking shelter. One time Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Bombay and the little crabs were there on the beach running around, and as soon as the devotees came close, all the little crabs ran into the ocean. And Prabhupada said, why have they done that? So he was walking with his scientist disciples. The scientist disciples said, well, the reason they ran into the ocean, Srila Prabhupada, is because the weight of our bodies created a certain transformation of energy which appeared as a small, very minor trembling at that side of the beach there, and it went through the sea fibers and it caused the crabs to understand this. Prabhupada said, no. That's not why the crabs went into the... He said the crabs went into the ocean because they sense danger. And they are very small, but they realize that the ocean is very great. So they, being very small, they could find shelter in the great ocean. So we may be very small and insignificant. We may not be as powerful and intelligent as the great demigods. But the secret, the only thing we have to know, although we're very small and we're susceptible, that's all right. We just have to know where to take shelter. And we'll be protected. So where to take shelter? In the great ocean? No. Bhavam Buddhir, this ocean of material existence is a very dangerous place. Where you can find shelter? Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti eku maha guna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramita. Hey, my dear king, this Kali Yuga is a great ocean of material existence, but there's one good thing left in this. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We'll always be protected. We'll always be protected. A person like Haridas Thakur, he can never be infected. We should understand, this is all Leela. He was never, even for a moment, attracted to Maya or to this prostitute. It was all Leela to teach us. Just like Prabhupada said one time. Prabhupada came back from Africa and he was put in quarantine in Mumbai because one of his disciples had forgot his yellow vaccination certificate. So Prabhupada was put in quarantine. And after a couple of days, Prabhupada got very restless. And he got upset. He said, they have not let me go into the garden. They will not let me walk into the garden. And his disciples said, but Prabhupada, that we're in quarantine. We can't go to these places. And Prabhupada said, ever since I was a little boy, I did not like to be confined. I did not like this confinement. How much longer do we have to stay here? And the disciples said, well, until they're sure that you're not infected. And Prabhupada said, I can never be infected. And no one can ever infect me. Don't you understand? I'm a pure devotee. Bhavananda told me, Australia. He was a servant.
What was it?
Bhavananda. He was with Prabhupada. I can never be infected. And I can never infect anyone. I'm a pure devotee of the Lord. Do you understand? Yes, you're the Prabhupada. So that is the case with such devotees as Srila Haridas Thakur. But the pastime takes place to show us where to take shelter. That's all. Arjuna, Haridas Thakur, all these great devotees are put into these situations. Not because of their karma. They've done some misdeed, so they're suffering the reaction. No. It's their mercy that they allow, that they're the surrendered servants of the Lord just to teach us a very valuable lesson. That when Maya comes in this material world, we have to know immediately where to take shelter. Although we're very weak and she's so powerful that even demigods are illusioned by her tricks, if we know the trick of taking shelter in the holy names of the Lord, we can always be protected. So again, we should pray while we're here because the material world is a very dangerous place. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. It's a very dangerous place. We should pray here to always remember that if and when Maya comes, or there's some little temptation there, that we'll always be able to say no, because we have taken shelter in the strength of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan Yajna Ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Gaur Premanandi. I told you only a tremor compared to the earthquake.
Sankirtan Prabhu had a dream that Maharaj Radhanath Maharaj is bringing hundreds of devotees to this place last night.
This is a place for very nice dreams. You can dream. If you can't really wash Maharaj's clothes, he won't let me do it. Maybe he will. At least I can dream and wash. An all night kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.